I remember the floods, the 1947 floods. Olga and I had gone to junior club on the Saturday morning. We used to get I used to have a shilling pocket money and sixpence to go to the junior club, and there used to be a film plus a serial, and a lot. Then we used to have a sing song and this sort of thing. And we came out of the old Gourmont there cinema, and we'd probably have a wander around Woolworths, looking at all the things there, the foreign stamps and things, and have a quick look round the market, and then we'd wander off down Church Street home. We used to call it Beckett's, the news agent, where he was a funny old fella, he really was, but he used to make up packets of foreign stamps, and at that time we used to collect foreign stamps, and they were a lot cheaper than Woolworths ones, and we used to go and have a look in his box with all these foreign stamps. And then we decided, well, we ought to go home. We'll probably call it Rockall's for either a nice lolly or an ice cream. And when we got as far as the top of Ackland Street, we looked down and there was all water down at the bottom across the road, and we thought, that's a bit queer. So we went a bit further on, and then we looked down Bayard Street, and there was all water across into the Levelins, and we went down as far as Love Lane, and there was water all over the Levelins and the allotments there and Ropery Road. And we went a bit further along Morton Terrace as far as Melrose Road, and there was water all across the road and everywhere. And we went a bit further, and there was water all the way across North Marsh Road. And we were getting worried by this time. We couldn't get home, you see, because we lived on Ropery Road, and we used to go down one of those little roads back home. And so we went as far as Morton Corner and turned round, and there was water all across the road. And because Vanessa Drive wasn't there and the police station wasn't, there were allotments. And so the water had just sort of run off. And we were stood there at the edge of this water. Fortunately, it had been grotty weather, and it was in February, and of course we'd got our wellies on. This big policeman, I don't know how big he was really, but he just seemed big to us. He waded across this water, and he said, "Now then, what are you up to?" And we were a bit, well, my friend was a bit tearful by then. "We want to get home, and we can't, you know, all the roads. Where do you live?" And oh, he says, "Right, well, you come with me." And he took us one in each hand and waded us across this water. Fortunately, it wasn't very deep just there then. And we had our wellies on, so he got us out to the other side. He says, "Now, if you run along," he says, "I think you'll find your houses are all right," which they were.